I'm here with Brian again, our expert, and we've got some great questions. So I want to encourage you to continue to send those questions in so that we can have the experts answer them for you. Okay, one of the questions was, are whales found in the Gulf of Mexico?
As a matter of fact, there are some whales that are found in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, whales move around quite a bit, but one of them that comes to mind quite readily is a whale that people often don't realize is a whale. We think of things like dolphins and porpoises. Those are actually a type of toothed whale, and those are fairly common along the coast. But then there are some other whales that also can occur in the Gulf of Mexico. We're not likely to find like the great blue whale here or something like that. But you know, the ocean is kind of open and animals can stray around sometimes and you find them in unexpected places. But yes, there are some whales that do occur in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, that was a great question. And here's another question. Why do you call salt grasses salt grasses?
Why do you Well, you know, plants grow in different types of environments. And some types of plants cannot tolerate very much salt. And if a plant is not able to grow where there's a lot of salt in the ground around it, then they're not going to do well right next to the coast. But this particular type of grass can grow in a very salty environment when the water is kind of brackish. You know, that means it's kind of halfway between the salt that you'd have in ocean water and partway between that and fresh water. But they can tolerate really a lot of salt and actually, you know, get a salty taste along the leaves. So this is why they are salt grasses. They're able to grow in a salty area. Do you remember earlier? Now, it wasn't a grass, but earlier I had Ann taste some glass wort.
Right.
And ooh, that's salty.
It's salty.
You know, some of these plants have a lot of salt in their tissues, and by having a lot of salt inside, it lets them absorb water from the environment that might also be salty.
Wow.
So animals and plants have different mechanisms that allow them to live in a really salty environment. Part of it is by becoming salty themselves. Another is by sometimes exuding the salt, getting rid of the extra salt. You know, there's a crocodile that lives in salty areas, salt water. And you've heard of crocodile tears?
Yeah.
This is really a way of getting rid of the extra salt that it takes in. So.
Well, and do the sea turtles do that too?
Yeah, I believe sea turtles can do this also. So we have a lot of adaptations for animals that live in salt water. And sometimes animals can go back and forth between salt water and fresh water.
But
there are some of them that definitely cannot. They either have to live in one place or the other.
Wow. Well, thanks for all these questions. And we're ready to, for our buddy.
Oh, no.
Your time's up. You're going.
I've got to leave. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, shut the door on your way out.
I'm gone.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.